13 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. We're in Nigeria. In for the biggest news you would hear today and for the rest of the seasons is that Nigeria Info and Wazobia FM have hit yet another milestone, bringing best-in-class live commentaries of the English Premier League across Nigeria in English, in Pidgin, in Yoruba, in Hausa. Yes, because we have Arewa radio station in Kano State. All right, so radio-loving English Premier League football fans across Nigeria are in for a special treat, okay? So don't forget that we have we're partnering with the UK's topmost sports radio station and global audio partner of the Premier League, Talk Sports, covering the 2022-2023, 2023-2024, and 2024-25 seasons. That is amazing. So that's it. We brought you something extra special on Nigeria Info. My name is Enog Beverey. We come back home to River State. Yes, all of you, all of us are going to enjoy this English Premier League thing, but there's something that is brewing, and we're going to talk about it this morning. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
14 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday, 10th August 2022. My name is Eno Ugbevire. So there was a broadcast, some media interview by Senator Lee Meba. And he said the River State governor, Yesom Wike, is against him because he's close to the PDP presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. So let's hear what Senator Lee Meba said.
He has refused to allow us to employ one soul because of me, because I'm Ogoni. This is the situation that we are pressing. If we allow it to overflow, it will exploit. When I heard the other man talking about project, what is one single SME scheme that is running in River State where people are tapping from to improve their life? One industry, one. I don't want to talk much. I am a PDP man. I want PDP to win election. I am not campaigning for APC, so I stop here.
But he did not stop. He did not stop.
We can refuse any of us in River State to buy form to campaign for the governorship of River State. He bought 14 of us form and want any of us not to campaign. Anybody who tried to campaign, Wike is ready to take on you. But I follow him to 20-something state campaigning to delegates. At the end of the day, he called me on the 24th and told me that I cannot be governor, that I campaigned for Atiku in 2019 without his permission. So because of that, he cannot hand over the state to his enemy.
He cannot hand over the state to his enemy. Let us see.
People claim that close to those in government, there's nothing wrong in close to people. But what is important? What have you been able to achieve in being close to those in authority? May God forbid me to be close to a president or a vice president and nothing will come to my community. I will never have that kind of relationship. Ken Chikere is close to me. Omori Hunda is close to me. But they can go home and say, all the internal roads in Ogunna will have been done. That's when they talk about closeness to those in power. It's not closeness to put in your pocket. I was close to it so because when he was vice president. What is the impact now? You got to E-block. Who did he benefit? That's why I say about leadership. Governments have come, have tried to do this role. They said no. They came, the ancestral homes are here, this and that. I said, go and tell the ancestors to come and see me. I said, no, if this will happen, I said, okay, tell the ancestors to kill me. But for this road, it must be done. And today, it has been done. So the people of Ogunleba, I want to thank you that the ancestors didn't come. I think they have come. They would have seen problem. So I thank you.
All right, so he was speaking during the commission of that road yesterday in Port Harcourt. But the matter at hand is what's going on between the River State Governor, Yesu Mwike, and Senator Lee Meba. And he did say that he was with him when he was doing his rounds, you know, the rounds of consultation before the presidential primary. But one key thing Governor Yesu Mwike has said is you can't say you're close to a governor, a leader, and things are not happening in your community. And he referenced Ubuna Bali. And I just started to think, is that how projects is that how the decision is made for projects to be cited? You're close to the governor, then your community starts to benefit. You're close to, I don't know, is that how it works? And then again, Senator Lee Meba is saying that no candidate, by the party, no aspirant in PDP River State bought the forms for themselves. Ogun Wike bought all the forms, and someone did the maths, and it came to about 294 million naira. And he said, do not campaign. So what he's trying to say is that perhaps Ogun Wike had a better deal trying out at the presidential primary than, you know, the guys in River State. If a person buys all the forms and hands it over to the candidates, or the aspirants rather, and then says, don't campaign, what then happened with the River State PDP governorship primary? What really happened? Oh, but for those who may not know, Lee Meba was the chairman governing council of the Captain Lucia Madi Polytechnic, and he was relieved of that appointment, I believe it was last week, yeah? So 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Some people believe that this is just the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of what some people say is a crisis in Rivers PDP. Of what people say, well, is a thing that politicians are known to do. They, when it comes to a time like this, they start to bring out their weapons and, you know, pour dirty water on each other. But my question is, as a Rivers person, are these issues the most pressing that you would like your leaders to talk about at this time? That's my question. Are these issues the most pressing? I don't know if they're pressing at all. It's not for me to say. But are these issues the ones that you would like your leaders to be talking about at a time like this? We've got about 7 months before the election. Is this what you want to hear your leaders talk about? Or do 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Oh, there's something I need to play. Where is it? This.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
All right, Daniel is calling from Chansamadi. Daniel, my question, your answer. Good morning.
Good morning. For me, what is happening is just politics and interest. I don't like when you say the governor bought 14 of you form and he didn't feel comfortable there. Why don't you pull out and stick them right now? When you say you're a leader, you should speak when things are not going right. And that is what makes you a leader. And say this is wrong and condemn it just because you leave the appointment and there's speculation you have a meeting with Atiku Abubakar. That is why it's an interest. Probably you want to play national politics by trying to betray whoever that make you what they are in River State. It's not done that way. Thank you very much.
Daniel. Oh my goodness. Ogundu. Okay, let me take Ogundu's call. There's something I need to say at this time. Ogundu, please go on.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mm. I want to say this. There is this song that Oma Umi sang.
Mm.
He said, if you ask me,
mm-hmm.
Who I will ask.
Mm.
My own is, don't ask me because I know who I will ask. And I want to ask, PDP of River State, how far? Do you know it's on record before now that allegedly, the governor was trying in the past to scatter the APC with the moles he planted in those party, in our party. That was in the past. And everybody, people like us, who have been praying, kept on walking. And at the end of the day, today, APC is where it is. Today, PDP has started singing the song that APC was singing before. Before, it was said that the governor does not have a hand of imposition. That was what we heard. But today, the song has started the singing. You ask me, now who are going to ask? Let us ask PDP and let us hear at the end of the day how the song that has started, if it will end like that of San Fontaine, who is no longer alive today. Thank you very much.
We're on WhatsApp 0809030646. We're on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. So, in 2000... Hold on. A commercial has to play. Stay with me. Something happened. I'm checking the dates. 2003 and 2003. Stay with me.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is Nigeria Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. We've got 20 minutes to talk on this side. My name is Ano Gbevire. Do listen to this.
Wickham refused any of us in River State to buy form to campaign for the governorship of River State. He bought 14 of us form and want any of us not to campaign. Anybody who tried to campaign, Wickham is ready to take on you. But I follow him to 20-something state campaigning to delegates. At the end of the day, he called me on the 24th and told me that I cannot be governor, that I campaigned for Tiku in 2019 without his permission. So because of that, he cannot hand over the state to his enemy. He has refused to allow us to employ one soul because of me, because I'm Ogoni. This is the situation that we are pressing. If we allow it to overflow, it will exploit. When I heard the other man talking about project, what is one single SME scheme that is running in River State where people are tapping from to improve their life? One industry, one. I don't want to talk much. I am a PDP man. I want PDP to win election. I am not campaigning for APC, so I stop here.
All right, Senator Lee Maba. And then the governor.
People claim that close to those in government, there's nothing wrong in close to people. But what is important? What have you been able to achieve in being close to those in authority? May God forbid me to be close to a president or a vice president and nothing will come to my community. I will never have that kind of relationship. Ken Chikere is close to me. All of Ogunda is close to me. But they can go home and say, all the internal roads in Ogunda will have been done. That's when they talk about closeness to those in power.
0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Are things falling apart? And someone is asking, so you joined Mr. Governor around to over 25 states. What happened? He bought forms for all of you, said on campaign. You were quiet. So what has changed? Promise Onungwe on Facebook says, this is the genesis. More truth will unfold on how things are done in Rivers State PDP under Governor Yesom Wike. Good morning. Foreign Fred said, these issues are not worth it, as all we desire now, again, is employment for the masses. Go to SARS Road, very bad. This politics is personal and not deserving of the complainant. He was governing council chairman of Captain Eleche Amadi Poli, but yet he was not complaining. But now he can complain. We have Wike called Sule Lamido and Aliyu Babangida. Atiku's attacking dogs. Now Chidi Lloyd and co attacking Lee Mabah awards. Political jobbers. Now they're telling the gullible that Lee Mabah has done 8 years as senator without doing anything simply because he has falling out with Wike. Bunukabari, Senator Wike versus Senator Lee Mabah versus Governor Wike. Lee Mabah should not complain because when he was benefiting from Wike, he was not complaining. She should stop complaining now. They're all working for their interests and not for the interests of the people. Austin is in Rukboku. Austin, ouch. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call on WhatsApp. 0809030-6416. Okay, Zinilabuchi. Okay, good morning.
Good morning, no.
You're on.
Yes. My take is on that is our governor. What is only holding him in PDP now is to install his predecessor. That is only thing. But after that, the governor will find his place in the other party. Because he's no more happy in PDP.
You believe so?
He's not happy. That is, yes.
Okay.
So, I will let us mind where we do something with the governor right now.
Daniel is calling from Igbo Gate. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, my sister. I think what is happening in River State PDP, I am calling from also Akwaibia State, is they just want to open our eyes.
Oh, really?
And I will speak in MBC language. I am as a man. Igbo brothers will understand what I'm saying.
No, Daniel.
I've started folding. So we will stay and watch the drama, how it will unfold. Thank you very much.
Okay. Donut, popcorn.
Yep.
Dunabari is calling. Dunabari, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
My name is Dunabari Asogo.
Donubari.
Asogo.
Okay.
Yes. My contribution this morning is this. Our former senator, Senator Lee Mabah, his speech came very late. We are not expecting him now.
You were not expecting him now.
Lee Mabah, we were expecting Lee Mabah.
You.
To pull up from here to Wike for a very long time.
Oh, really?
Not today. If you watch what Wike is doing, there is no project. Even all the project that is doing is centralized only Obioppo and Port Harcourt. Obioppo and Port Harcourt. Is it the only two local government we get in the whole River State? What about the 22 local government? What happened to Bori here? There is no one single project that is between the Bori here.
Donubari.
All the road here is bad.
Donubari.
Everything.
Donubari.
Everything Wike is doing is between Port Harcourt.
Donubari.
What happened to Degema? All the secondary school that we have around Ghana local government, all is bad.
Donubari.
All is dilapidated. So what we are trying to say is that the government that Wike is running between only him and some of his cabal. So Lee Mabah was part of those cabal. So if today they decided that Lee Mabah you will no longer be with us, you should take it in good faith. We as the poor masses, we are not interested in his own speech. So only what we want to know is that what we can have for the poor masses, is it creating job for us? No job, no employment everywhere. Poverty, even the boys who are working with them, hunger. Go and find out any of the boys that are working with them, with one of all those politicians. They are still living with hunger, serious hunger. So what are they telling us? We are not interested in Lee Mabah talk. Wike own. It is the election day that Wike will know that, yes, Rivers people are not with him. What?
Well, let your PVC speak for you, Donubari. I was going to ask you a question. It's important you let them know that it's a conversation. It's not a dumping ground. So your former Senator Lee Mabah, like you said was in the cabal. So if he was close to Governor Wike and was in the cabal, how come you say you don't have good secondary schools? All the roads in your area are bad. Are you saying that that relationship did not benefit your people? And then again, when it comes to basic education, it is the role of the local government. Please understand that and understand it and know peace. If your primary schools are not working, your local government chairman has failed, go to his office, knock on his door, tell him, don't sleep, wake up. Our kids are sitting on the floor. You have people from your area that are, you know, and nothing is happening and you're complaining. Why are you complaining? What are they doing? WhatsApp is loading. So I go to Facebook. Beke, God's gift, Chingarum says Wike should be prayerful so that Atiku will not win, because if it wins, then Wike will understand another face of politics in life. Wike should research properly. So many politicians have fought the same way he's doing now. They end up being frustrated in politics. So, no matter the agreement you will sign with Atiku, if it wins, I bet you the power of the president will come to play. That time, you will not be in power as governor. The president will use the new governor to fight against you with federal support. Wike, be wise. So Wike should pray that Atiku will not win. What will Atiku now do? Will he pray for himself too that he will not win? Zed Jerry, when Wike said some people from his camp sold out and betrayed him during the PDP primary, story is not clear. But you must understand that, you know, the last time the PDP primary is held, it did hold in Port Harcourt here, Lee Meba said he was supporting Atiku. He was open about it. There was no secret about it. And at that time, Governor Wike made it clear that he was not supporting Atiku. So for Governor Wike, his loss is two-pronged. 2019, he tried. He failed against Atiku. 2022, he stepped up. Tambuwal didn't win. He supported Tambuwal, his friend. 2022, he stepped up and said, let me now contest against you. And he failed again. I want to understand his feelings. Yeah, he's feeling his feelings. And I want to understand that. Twice beaten by one man. So the matter of betrayal during the primaries, it would not count when it comes to Lee Meba, really. King Dingpa says, it's now we know who Wike is. Ugochukwu Williams, he, Lee Meba, sold his respect to a younger politician in 2014 and expect Wike to give him governor in 2023. We'll hear more from others soon. Thank God at Twegbu, it happened in 2019 and it will, well, if it happened before, it can happen again. Wokarichi says, and also, if you're not close to those in power, development will not come to your area. Noted, Governor Wike, Rivers people cannot be fooled. These people are selfish and greedy. They only are concerned about their stomach and personal agenda. So, you know, they're only throwing tantrums. This is politics in Nigeria. Very sad. Wike himself is not sure which side to follow. And would 70% stay in his party because he still wants relevance? All these na scheme. Kuroye is calling for me, Kurita. Good morning, Kuroye.
Yeah, good morning, Eno. I am happy to hear from this Wike and a River State politician.
Only one.
And I will take your mind back. So 2017 and 18. All these people, they are in government with Wike. Even as the mayor, who is talking now? And almost about 80-40 from Gokana submitted their gun. And he was there. He never discussed anybody who is supporting these people. In the line of Emerald,
local government chairman. Kuroi, you're talking amnesty, right?
You. Hello, ma.
You're talking amnesty, right?
Yes, at that time.
Amnesty is not to prosecute anybody now. No. Amnesty is for pardon. It's not to prosecute.
To a work that will favor them. Now, because he did not tell Wike, he is not coming out to criticize Wike. Why is it that River State position, if they did not favor one person, they always like to come and create problems where at the end they attack the youth to become cultists? I am warning the youth to be very careful. It has started again.
Thank you very much, Eno, please.
Stanley is nearly one. Stanley, good morning.
You know, all these people saying that we can center the project in Abiyamo and Fargo.
Which is true.
But that assertion is neither here or there.
No, that's not true. Stanley, please don't... there are things people should do and things people should not do. Wike has said it before, that ain't nobody going to do anything about his decision to center projects in Obiakpo and Faga. He said it himself, so don't cry more than the bereaved. Please. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, what I was checking out was in 2003, Lee Mabah was a senator. 2007, he was returned as senator. 2003, Governor Yesomwike, Yesomwike was the local government chairman. 2007, he was chief of staff to Rotimi Chibike Amaechi. So it's because someone said Wike made Lee Mabah, reference something like that. No, that's not what it is. These breakfasts, eh? Now everybody table ego turn lands. Oyoburu na turn by turn. Wike thinks that he's everything. I love. Jonah sent that in. Konoke should remember his vow he made to delegates during PDP presidential primaries and stick to his words. Has he said he's not going to stick to his words? What's going on with WhatsApp? I want to read your messages. Okay, it's still loading, so perhaps it would be done before I leave the studio. I want to sing that song. You know that song, right? You know, there's a song that song. Arthur numbers to call. Good morning. I know this is just the beginning of what is yet to unfold in reverse PDP. They should please settle their scores and allow the party to be. The vice chairman of PDP is close to the governor of the state. Yet the South Road in the Mans community is so bad. What about Mr. Obua that is close to him? Yet the Omok Road is in a bad shape. Please help me ask Wike what he attracted to River State when he was close to the previous government of Jonathan. East-West Road, Airport and Eleme on air were all abandoned. So you forget the noise. Kelvin is in D-line. So I'm on WhatsApp now. This simply means that government is by those that are close to government. River State is boiling again. It's not boiling, Sukari. This time it's intra-party opposition. What they're experiencing now is the planting they made years back. This Senator Lee's outcry is just one among very many that will break out. The end will justify the means, but till then, let those who join Wike in the retrogression of River State and our economy keep chewing their bones. That's the first. Wike is concentrating development in Port Harcourt and Obiakpo alone. John says it's selfish. Well, the governor said he's got nothing on him. Good morning, Madam Eno. The drama happening in PDP is making way for somebody else, eh? Okay, oh, told you no campaigning. You're still campaigning. The facts are clear. Governor Wike and his one-man government has failed River people in totality, I think. This outburst from Lee Mabah is long overdue. Governor Wike is clearly engaging in anti-party activities because he failed the PDP presidential primaries and lost in the VP slot. Governor Wike should learn how to be a good loser. Okwando would be. I'm not a party man. I come to discover that the system our leaders use to site infrastructure depends on who is close to them that hail from that area. No wonder some local governments are on their own. Nothing is working. Oppressors hate intelligent people. Wickedness everywhere. What they know, they condemn. What they don't know, they criticize. From the words of Gandhi, wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce, business without morality, ethics, science without humanity, religion without sacrifice, politics without principle, God help the helpless electorate. George in Omok, the electorate are not helpless. They never have been. They are not helpless. Honestly, Wike has done nothing in River State. It's just busy chasing the opposition and causing problems for future politicians. Agbaru Sengene from Omagua. How can you say that? Well, commissioning projects. Governors and ex-governors, ex-senators, ministers are coming to River State, so don't be like that. Caleb from Owerri, Wike has done roads, others should do industry. Caleb has answered you. But Wike promised to work with whoever wins the presidential primary, but the most worrisome here is that he's not only decided not to support Atiku, but gone further hunting and victimizing people that are ready to support Atiku in River State. while our educational sector is on life support, no employment, etc. Thank God it's got a few more months to go. Ned, send that in. AJ from Arumosi. When the governor said his allies must be close to him before he can do something for their people, I disagreed with him. He pledges to be a governor to reverse people and not people close to him. Who of us is very close to God that warrants us to receive the sun that shines every day, the rain that showers us every day, the breath of oxygen we breathe every day? They can play their politics, but let the governor govern the entire rivers people and not a group of certain people close to him. Okay, WhatsApp, AJ, okay. Let Wike go and reconcile with Amechi and also learn from Amechi. Njoku, send that in. Not sure how that comes in. With the recent revelation, it is clear that PDP governorship candidate is not elected by the delegates, but imposed on them by the emperor himself. Let's watch. Bernard sent that in. I don't know who you're referring to as an emperor. Senator Lee has revealed to us it's not just disappointing, but a scam in the form of government in Rivers State. Incredible, right from Port Harcourt. You say more are coming, Abby. What is without politicians? Why is that they suddenly become aggrieved when things no longer favor them? In politics, no permanent friend, no permanent enemy, but permanent interest. When you hear his statement, you will know that something is beating the drum for him. Speaking to your former boss in that manner, it is well. Ezekiel Isaiah sent that in. PDP and Senator Lee Meba in the state should allow us to rest when they have been benefiting from the system. We'd not hear it outside. John Bizwa from Bodo City. That's a wrap this morning. Thank you for your time. My name is Enoh Gbeviri. Good morning.